I hope Miss Park has some good ideas for our year abroad.
I'm sure she does, Amy. Where was your office again, Edith?
Right here already. Then the music of jazz.
Yeah.
Please, come on in.
Hello, Miss Parker.
Good morning. You're the ones who sent me an email and asked for this appointment yesterday, right?
Yes. We're planning on going abroad next term, and on the university homepage it said that you are responsible for the Erasmus program.
Yes, indeed I am. Have a seat, girls. Any plans so far where you would like to go? I mean, do you have any preferences concerning the country?
Not really, but we were hoping you could recommend a country where there are universities which offer interesting lectures in biology.
Oh, biology. Let's see. Okay, there are a couple of universities with a strong focus on microbiology.
Sounds great!
And where would that be?
Have you guys ever considered going to Germany?
Germany?
Are you kidding?
No way!
Why not?
Because Germany is the most boring country in the world.
Oh, really? Is it? You don't seem to know much about Germany at all.
I've heard that all Germans are totally uptight and have no sense of humor.
And they are so horribly over-punctual. Sure, being punctual is nice, but they simply overdo it.
I'm sure they are not that strict. And they will certainly not be angry at you if you happen to be late once in a while.
But don't they have these terrible different accents in several regions of Germany? What if you can't understand them at all?
Well, it is true. They do speak with many different dialects, but if people from Germany realize that you are a foreigner, I'm sure they will do their best and speak as clearly and slowly as possible. All Germans learn High German at school, which is the variety that you've learned as well as your second language in our schools. And after a while, you get used to whatever accent they may speak for sure.
I see what you're doing. You're already trying to convince us.
I'm not trying to convince you. In the end, it is your decision. I'm just trying to make you see that Germany is not that bad a place as you may be thinking.
Well, then maybe you can tell us more about it in general.
Like what?
I personally really enjoy museums and going through the theater.
Well, Edith, Germany is quite famous for its composers and artists.
Yeah, I know, but those are all the classical old ones. What about more contemporary art, theaters and so on?
Actually, Germany has a rather flourishing art scene. There are theaters in almost every city, and you usually can expect mixed programs.
That doesn't sound bad to me. And what about museums?
As far as contemporary art is concerned, there are the K20 or the MMK in Frankfurt, just to name those as an example.
And apart from art?
Well, there's the Pergamon Museum in Berlin or the Rautenstrauch-Joost Museum in Cologne. Basically, there are many cultural or historical museums. Hold on a second. I'll just write down a note that I'll send you an email where you can find some of the museums.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and Edith, there are many interesting cultural sites to visit too, you know.
You mean like Neuschwanstein or the Cologne Cathedral?
Not only those. You can also visit the Zeche Zollverein, an industrial coal mining site in Essen, or the Chocolate Museum in Cologne. And there are many different castles or cathedrals beside the ones you just named.
Phew, there's certainly a lot of interesting sites I didn't know.
Ah, big deal. Who cares about that anyway?
Jess is right. I'd rather like to know how great a sports culture Germany has. I really like watching cricket, polo and rugby, but I think they don't play any of those in Germany.
You may be right there, Amy, but they are crazy about football. It's the most popular sport in Germany and it is celebrated every weekend during the so-called Bundesliga season. Thousands of people go to the stadiums and watch the games.
Okay, football is really fantastic. It might be kind of interesting to have a look at their football culture in contrast to ours.
Yeah, it seems that Germans are totally passionate about football, but I just have no idea about it.
A majority of them does love it. When one of those Bundesliga games is on, everyone seems to be running to the closest TV, and you can buy fan articles of your favorite team almost anywhere. I think it can be a lot of fun to join Germans in their frenzy, but if you don't share this love for football, most Germans would not mind.
But there's more than football anyway, right? I've heard that ice hockey is quite popular in Germany too.
Yes, you're right. Ice hockey is one of Germany's most popular sports, although considering its importance and popularity in the nation, it is ranked way behind football. There are many leagues though, and the games are often televised.
Okay, it seems that Germany offers many different cool sports to watch.
Absolutely.
Whoa, wait up. So far we've had culture and museums and sports. Now let's get to the fun stuff for a change.
Jazz.
What? I think it's important. What do Germans do on weekends or in the evenings? Do they just hang around at home? Because that would be deadly boring.
Not at all. There are a lot of different places, bars and clubs young people can go to on weekends or even during the week.
Clubs? You mean like discos?
Absolutely. Depending on where you go, there's a whole bunch of discos you could go to. Take Bochum as an example. It is famous for the so-called Bermuda Triangle, which is an area where there are not only several clubs, but also normal bars and even karaoke bars.
I can already see jazz singing in a karaoke bar.
Cut it out! Is there any way they also throw parties at university?
Oh, jazz, I'm sure they do. From what I've heard, there's hardly any partyless weekend.
Shut the front door! That sounds awesome! So we might as well meet other people there. I mean, other than those we'll be hanging out with between classes.
Yes, of course.
And what else has Germany got to offer to us?
You mean ways to spend your time? Of course, there are almost the same kinds of local places you know from home, like cinemas and restaurants, swimming pools and fun parks.
Really? So it's not that different from here at all?
Jess, we're talking about Germany, not the end of the world. Of course, there may be differences as far as the dimensions of those places are concerned, but all in all, I'd say our two countries are quite similar.
Cool. I mean, I'm okay with that. What about you guys?
Okay, yeah. Well, Miss Parker, I'd say we think it over again and talk to you again soon.
Sure. Take your time, girls. Wait. I'll give you some brochures about the whole program and some universities in Germany that might be a good choice for you.
Yeah, that's great.
Here you go. Just go through the information sheet and feel free to ask me again if there are any questions left.
Yes, yeah, we will.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot again, Miss Parker.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.